Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm joined by my friends, Jason and Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm the biggest Friends fan. We're making our way through season four.
Hey, I'm Jason, and I'm very excited about this. It's been a fun experience. Conversation today.
Definitely. We're on the 79th episode, one episode closer to 80. The one with the dirty girl, season four, episode six, premiered on November 6, 1997, with 25.68 million viewers. Jackie, give us a lowdown.
Yes. So Ross is dating someone that's out of his league, but it turns out she has one dirty flaw. Tamara gets Kathy a meaningful gift, and Phoebe and Monica go into business together. So I like the title of this, the one with the dirty girl.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, she seems to have all the qualities a guy might want. You know, she's attractive, tall, if you're into blondes, blonde, you know, gorgeous girl, is studying to be a doctor for paleontology. So yeah, she seems like the total package, especially for Ross.
Yeah.
She's Rebecca Romaine.
I know. It's like, so although her time, so it was only one episode. This is the only time we see her, but she told Media Village, like, she remembers it fondly, and it helped. It was her first acting gig. It helped put her on the map. And she was just like all excited to be there because she'd been modeling for so long, and she was nervous because she knew that this was the height of the show. And so,
It was her first acting job. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And so, she was a huge fan. So walking onto the set, it was intimidating, she said, with it being my first gig. I remember we shot live in the front of the audience on Friday night. We started at 8. So remember how we heard from the writers, they start at 8 and they didn't finish until 2 in the morning. And so she was, and we've heard this from the writers too, that they frantically rewrite these jokes. And so she was surprised by that. And so she was just kind of going with it. And so she remembers it fondly and talks about it fondly. And it's all good for her because it kind of like put her on the map. So it was cool. It's cool to see her that way.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't realize it was her first acting job. So that is interesting. She was married to John Stamos then though, right?
Oh, 1997? I'd have to look it up. She was.
But it is Rebecca Stamos. Rebecca Romaine Stamos in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was married to John Stamos from 1998 to 2005.
Oh, so they hadn't gotten married yet.
Yeah.
There you go. And then it was like her first acting gig. So then after that, she realized like, okay, this is what I want to be doing. And now we know her from as Mystique and X-Men and all that good stuff. So it kind of set her off. And I thought her whole scenes were hilarious. I thought they could have been longer because I just like when they're making out and all the stuff goes on Ross's hands.
That was not like once the apartment door opened and we saw her, how it looked like, it gave me anxiety. I was like, oh my God, where do I even start? You know?
Exactly. Like,
I already started like looking at what she had around and like, where would I start? And yeah, it's definitely, I don't know.
I know. And then she's just throwing the like, the chips. Here, Bitsy. Like, oh, my hamster. It's like, what? Like, it's so gross. And it's like, you take that woman, you know, she has everything, but then that big flaw. So then you think, okay, this is such a beautiful woman. Can I get past it? So he goes to Joey to ask for advice. And then Joey's like, you have to do it in the mess.
Beautiful pig.
That's yeah, true. Pig. But it's funny because she doesn't want to go to Ross's apartment because his apartment has a weird smell.
Yeah.
So
like, so clean smell.
Yeah. It's just, and like, just she had a small kitchen in the back, and it just made me
pots and pans.
And then when Ross gets a tennis racket and starts hitting the chip bag, and they think it's a hamster, but it's like a mouse. So
it's a rat. Yeah, it's a rat. Real rat. Oh my gosh, it's so gross.
And but Jackie, I agree with you. I was surprised they didn't do more with it because they could have done a lot more. They could have been like when Brooke Shields made her appearance, kind of that crazy over the top. role, but maybe it's because it was her first gig and they didn't want to overwhelm her, because she said she was very nervous, right?
Yeah.
And that David Swimmer was a very good acting partner and very supportive and you know, helped her out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was perfect for her, but I think they could have, like, you know what I noticed too? It's like they went in and out of all of these three storylines very quickly, because they could have, like, the whole scene with the stuff on the hands and them trying to make out, she gets on top of him, and it's like, nope.
Yeah. Well, when I was watching the episode and doing my notes and trying to see how many storylines there were, it looked like there was probably about, like, five almost, because they had this dirty girl, then the whole thing with Chandler and Kathy, then Monica's job. And then they had one more, just a throw-in story of Rachel trying to finish her crossword
puzzle. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like four then, huh? And then, yeah, Monica and Phoebe with the catering.
Yeah, I mean, but like, I agree with you. They were all really quick, especially the other storyline with Rachel. But I agree with you, Jackie, also, that I do like this this little dirty girl part of the episode, because it's true. I think I have gone into one really messy house once in my life, and I thought the same thing.
I can't take it at all. It freaks me out, makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then the tag is hilarious when Monica goes over and offers to clean her house and just slams the door
open. I thought that was a good way to end it too, because that is just so Monica. She's like, can't help but think about it.
Right. She's been laying in bed obsessing about this dirty go clean it. Her solution is to clean everything. And then she at least has to wipe down the door.
Yeah, she gets wiped up. But she comes with her little bucket of cleaning supplies. Like, okay, Monica. Oh, it was good. It was really good. So, I mean, one episode, that's all we get of her. We don't see her ever again. And that's it. Like,
hey, that's a pretty good first acting job.
Yeah. Ross can't date the dirty girl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to either, though. But no. The other, like you said, there's four, and the kind of like one-off kind of plot line was Rachel and her crossword. I thought that was kind of like whatever kind of plot line, right?
It was just like thrown in there.
Yeah. That's what I think too.
I liked it a lot, but it did seem that, I don't know, it should maybe had a little, I liked it because it does show, you know, Rachel kind of doing something on her own instead of having to have, you know, somebody around, and she's trying to, you know, I liked it. I feel like they could have done more with that too, and they could have developed that into like a real storyline or something.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be a little like underdone in this episode.
I wonder if it was like written, because they do weeks in advance, you know, like before their break or something. Because if this aired in November, I don't know. It just seems, it seems like kind of rushed or something. So.
But it's November sweeps. I mean, this is when they're supposed to pull out all the stops.
Oh, but they do. It's with Chandler and Joey. That's leading up to it. That's the only part that, like, I think the really knocked out.
That's the main storyline.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So. Is this a setup for something else, Jackie? Or is this really just an episode?
The setup for Joey and Chandler, or the setup for,
or anything else that's coming?
No, the Joey and Chandler thing. That's the setup. Yeah, that's the main one.
The main story arc for this season.
Yeah, exactly. And so everything else is just kind of one off, like the puzzle and the dirty girl.
Mm-hmm. Should we take a quick break and talk about that storyline, and then Phoebe and Monica going into business together?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back, and now we're going to talk about let's talk about Monica's new job. You know, she gets an exciting opportunity to cater a funeral
for 60 people. Oh my God, what happened?
Yes. Yeah, that's I mean, it's so nice that she's so excited to get her job, and she caters a funeral, and that is you know, isn't it in part because she catered the dead friend's funeral?
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, she got a second one because of...
Yes.
Yeah.
I was getting them mixed up. So this one came up where she got a catered 60 guests. And then she got another job from that funeral because it was the dead guy's best friend.
Yeah.
And his funeral was the next day. Like, it's just... She's going to be the exclusive caterer for...
For this funeral? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That funeral. And go ahead.
And then Phoebe goes along with her, gives her money to go get the catering stuff, and then goes along with her. And then they decide to go into business together, which, you know, shows, okay, like Phoebe needs a job too. So they're showing at least her working, because it's like, it realistically, you can't like not have a job and live in New York City, you know, and afford to live there. But, you know, it's a show. But.
Yeah, I like this, the storyline for Monica, because it goes to show that, you know, you have to put your foot forward and follow your dreams and just do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just sit back and kind of think about it and hope for it to happen. You just have to go for it.
Yeah. Go, you want to be a caterer? Go be a caterer. Go cater. Like,
yeah. Maybe, you know, be a yes man. Say yes to any job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you have to run, then you're running a business too, and you have to get your money. You know, that's.
Yeah.
That's too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard for me to ask for people for money and things. Yeah. I would be a terrible salesperson like that. Having to follow through on accounts payable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Receivable. That would be terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I agree. I'm with you, Jason. That's something that I don't know. I don't, yeah. It's just a touchy subject, I guess.
Yeah, but then Phoebe.
I am very so. If I owe people money, I will pay. You know, if I owe you money, you will get it soon. Because
100%, 100%.
I do not like that.
I don't like owing people money. I don't like owing the credit card any money. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I like how Phoebe is the one who kind of takes on that role for her. So that's why they decided to go into business together. It's like, oh, you know, she can do the cooking, and then, you know, Phoebe's the one who goes and, you know, gets the bill done.
Yeah, and that's one of the lines I liked was when they were talking about going into business. Uh-huh. When they were talking about, Monica says, I can cook and you can take care of the money. And Phoebe goes, it'll be like I have a wife in the 50s.
Yeah, I thought that was
funny too. Oh,
that's funny.
But it also shows Phoebe isn't afraid of that kind of confrontation. Like, breakups are not a problem for her. It's kind of that same, you know, breaking up with somebody or asking somebody for money is kind of that same, you know, challenge that people have. So, you know, of course, Phoebe can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phoebe is not afraid of anything. As we know, she's not afraid of breaking up with anyone. So this is a perfect scenario for Phoebe to be in.
But what's not a perfect scenario is Chandler and Joey. Chandler's still in love with Kathy, and he gets her a meaningful gift, and Joey gets her a pen.
Right. I mean, I don't know. He's so thoughtful, like a copy of her favorite book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was it an old edition or something like that, right?
Early edition of The Velveteen Rabbit.
Yeah, which is so cool because I'm a book nerd and I truly appreciate that. Like, if anybody got me an early edition of The Great Gatsby, my favorite book, I would be like, whoa, like, you truly care. And so for Kathy to know, you know, that even though Chandler gave it to Joey to give to Kathy, Kathy knew Chandler was the one who gave it to her. And so.
Yeah.
Why is The Great Gatsby your favorite book?
I don't know. I remember reading it in high school, and I just liked like the fantasy of this area, like the East Egg, West Egg, and then the big houses and the big city, and then what people are like there and the partying. Like, I don't know if it was like, you know, psychoanalyzed me living in a small town and not even knowing that. I've always had a fascination with bigger cities, so that's why I moved down here. But like, I don't know. I just like that whole everything. I don't know, and just the way he writes it, Fitzgerald. It's just so beautiful and sad and tragic, you know? So I've always liked that book.
Well, that's nice. That's a good book. You like a Jay Gatsby?
I'm sorry?
You like a Jay Gatsby character? Are you Nick Carraway? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. What are you talking? I don't know. I like very much like era, like different era, period dramas. There you go. Like, and so the fact that that was like during the flapper era and what they all wore and dressed and stuff like that. I wouldn't say I would like relate to any of them. I just liked them. Liked that era. I don't know.
It was just a book that resonated with you.
I guess. I've never really thought about why I like it. I just remember liking it. And I haven't reread it in a while. But, I mean, anyways.
And I would say I certainly identify with Nick and that voyeuristic part of looking in on Gatsby's life and, you know, Daisy Buchanan. Mm-hmm. So.
And how in love they were with her. Uh-huh. And, you know, like, what did she have that, like, made everybody, like, fall for her, you know? And so that would want to, like, buy a house across the bay, you know, with the green light. Like what – that was his inspiration, you know? And it's just – it's fascinating. Someone and goes that links.
What do you guys think Kathy has that makes Chandler and Joey like her?
I think they get along really well. Like, that's the thing. Like, their banter, they really did that well with writing the characters. It's just, they just get along really well. So, and you see the chemistry too. So, it's better meshed with Chandler and Kathy.
Yeah, sure. It's more in-depth relationship, I feel like, where Joey and Kathy are more on the surface.
Yeah, like attraction.
And I think, Kathy starts realizing that when she gets the book and she realizes that Chandler got her the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to do anything. In fact, he lied to her, you know, didn't say anything, but it just happened that she knew that in-depth connection. And it was funny because, you know, when Joey was trying to give Kathy the pen, everyone was telling him not to.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chandler said, you can't give her that because she's not 11 and it's not the seventh night of Hanukkah. Like, it's just not a gift you get for a significant other.
Wait, what is about the seventh night? Are you supposed to? I know you're supposed to give gifts. Okay, so clear this up. I don't know about Hanukkah too much, but I know every night you get a gift. Is the seventh night supposed to be something that you write with?
No, I think it just means that by the time you get to the seventh night, you're just giving away. You got the good gifts in the beginning.
Okay.
I think that's what it means. I don't know for sure, but
okay.
You got to give seven gifts. Eventually, the seventh. You're not going to give the best one on the seventh.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just kind of like, whatever. Like, we've been giving you gifts all week.
Right. And now you get a pen.
Yeah. That has a clock on it.
There's a clock on it.
Yeah. And he turned that, and Joey turned that pen back on him because he said he got her a pen with a clock on the back because when she's at work writing, she can turn it around and say, wow, it's time for a date with Joey.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And I love how Rachel tells him not to give her one of his coupons for some Joey time.
Yeah.
And he still does.
He still says
the coupon is going to expire or something like
that. And then he tries to be all sexy against the door frame. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I had a little laugh out loud.
Did you guys have any favorite lines?
No, I liked the pen one too. I thought that was funny.
I like the 50s wife, a wife in the 50s, what Phoebe says. Mm-hmm. That's really cute.
Yeah,
those were my favorite lines too in this episode. But for me, not one of my favorite episodes, but we'll see what next.
Yeah, the next exactly. One. I think this is just like, you have to see, we kind of already know that Chandler likes Kathy. And so this episode was kind of to establish that Kathy is starting to like Chandler as well. So I think, because if we would have gone from just Chandler liking Kathy and then all of a sudden what happens in the next episode, there wouldn't have been, I think, like it wouldn't have made sense because we have to see Kathy's side as well. So this is just a step to what we're going to see next.
Oh,
love triangle yes. Commences and gets big for November ratings. November sweeps.
Yes, it does. Right.
Do you guys have anything else you want to add for this episode? Anything else you liked?
Just how beautiful Rebecca Romijn is. I mean, she still is, but she's just stunning. And
yeah.
You
know. Yeah, she is.
Definitely beautiful. So in the next episode, Ross shows off his musical talents, and there's a rift in the friendship between Joey and Chandler. And if you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends Instagram.
Until next time.
Bye.